The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
And here's the controversy. Listen, we love fun, right?
Afternoons on the Score.
Alex Bowman has won at Chicago.
There was NASCAR in downtown Chicago for a second straight year. Alex Bowman getting the win. Highlight courtesy of NBC 5. Hour 40 at least, I think, of rain yesterday. They end up having an 8:20 cutoff. As you know, I jumped on board to watch a little bit. I was in and out watching NASCAR. And the most seductive thing about it continues to be our city. Just seeing the shots that they come up with. It's like, to me, that's like the best part about it. But you were there. You were there.
Me and Grabber in some way. I think he was there in
spirit. Everybody, you weren't down there. I was.
In spirit, yes. I was there with you, Les. And it was cool. I mean, it's a big event. My wife and I, we like going to big events. Son's old enough now. We like taking him to some big events also.
As long as you could drop him off at a daycare when you get to the event
itself. Depends. Depends on how it goes. There was a kid zone there. It wasn't a drop-off type scenario, though.
Well, you could unfortunately. Have. Yeah. Revolutionized. Right. Got to start somewhere.
Just have him looking around like, wait a minute.
Everyone, Ant's leaving his kid. Let's do the same.
Right. Just have them all in there in some octagon together. But yeah, I mean, it, you know, living in the neighborhoods, I mean, you know what it's been like in the South Loop here. Just like, you know, NASCAR has taken over the city for the last few weeks. And to kind of walk around beforehand a couple of days ago and just see, because we've been out of town a good bit the last couple of weeks also, but then to really take the opportunity a few days ago and just walk through and see like the grandstands over here, the what's actually going to be the track that they're driving on and racing on over there. The day before they officially closed down Lakeshore, actually even just moments before, we were probably amongst the last cars who drove south on Lakeshore because we were coming back from the suburbs and then they had already had Roosevelt Road closed down so we couldn't turn to kind of go towards home. So we had to keep north on Lakeshore and then make an illegal U-turn to come back south on Lakeshore eventually. But we're looking at Sioux off in the distance. And my wife is explaining to our son in the car, like, this is the shot that they're going to show on television when the drivers are racing, where they're going to be heading towards the Field Museum with Sioux off in the distance, the T-Rex, and just kind of the vista of the city. So to your point, I mean, just the how gorgeous the city of Chicago is and the architecture and you know, Buckingham Fountain and everything else that's associated with that pullback, that's a great thing to see on television, but then to actually walk through it throughout the day on Saturday. We went the Xfinity Day on Saturday, when some of the main drivers, the Sunday drivers, are there on Saturday also. But it's kind of a blend of some of the top drivers and some of the guys who only drive on the Xfinity series. But it was a really nice setup. I mean, we had never been to a stock car race before. We were living down south. We went to a few open wheel races in years past. And it's loud, man. I mean, the volume. Mm-hmm. Like obviously, a sports stadium, a football stadium can be super loud. But it's almost like the chorus of cheers. You can kind of tell when it's coming and when it's not. Those cars, it's so loud that you can't even hardly tell where they're at. If you're not high enough to have a full view of the track and you're just waiting on the cars to show up, you just hear them in the distance, or maybe they're back on Lakeshore or the vantage point we have. We're looking at them driving by on Michigan and on Columbus at different points. It's a sight to behold. The speed they drive with in that confined amount of space and how close they are, tight in next to each other, driving that fast. It was a lot of fun. It was good to check out, and it was fun, you know, good to have some friends kind of hook us up with a few passes to go and see it. And yeah, I don't know that we'll do it again, assuming it's back again next year, but I was glad we did it once.
That's fantastic, man. We might circle back to that here in just a little bit. But coming up next, first of all, Tanny's Goodfellas treatment for DeMar DeRozan, and then a little bit more on DeRozan and where he fits historically with the Bulls and what maybe some comps are of him. So more DeMar DeRozan coming up here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.